531. Fiti Raya NZ has quickly pivoted to using its cutting edge online virtual reality programs to ensure that its nursing students can continue with the practical elements of their programs while in lockdown. I were joined now by Phil Hawes, a clinical lab manager at Fiti Raya, and Susan Tuingamala, who is completing her final year of the Bachelor of Nursing at Pacific Program at Fiti Raya. Thank you so much for your company this morning, Phil, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Phil, let's start with you firstly. How does the virtual simulation program work?
Well, it's kind of like an avatar gaming program where each nurse has an avatar where they're a nurse and they go on and they can treat different patients. And as they treat them, they can make certain decisions to whether they're right or wrong. And afterwards, they get a score telling them where they went right, where they went wrong. The tutor can also pop in and see how they're doing. We can do it in classroom or they can do it at home. And afterwards, they get a total score. So the score comes out and then they tells them, try again and where they could do better with that. Also, for what we really like about it is that it's also linked to their textbooks. So say if Susan is treating a patient with pneumonia and she's just a little bit, wants to get some more information on pneumonia, she just clicks the tab on pneumonia and it goes straight to a page on her textbooks around pneumonia. So we really like it for that reason as well.
Nice. Now, I understand, Phil, Fiti Raya is the only organisation to currently use this avatar-like technology for teaching. How did Fiti Raya come upon it and why?
Well, we're the only school to use it in New Zealand. It is used in Australia and America and parts of the UK as well. I suppose it's my job to look around and see what the latest technology is and see how we can help our students. So about 4 years it was released. It does come with a cost, but we managed to budget into our overall budget. So our students get it for free, which we're really pleased about because it's $100 a year per student. So it's my job to see what's going on in the world in terms of the technology and the teaching. And it's been really great for us because during the lockdown, which nobody could have foreseen, it's just really helped us a heck of a lot. And I've heard a lot of schools in New Zealand are now looking at this technology as well. So we're pleased to be already here and waiting for it.
Well, we're going to talk with Susan shortly, but Phil, feedback that you've had from students with regards to the technology?
Well, in the last 3 years, we've been using it, and most of the students, if not all of them, say it really helps them. It kind of complements their teaching. So it's not instead of their teaching. It's just a really good way for them at home to practice certain ways and certain ways of thinking and problem solving.
And is it currently being used, the technology, for other programs at Fiti Raya?
Yep. So it's used in Bachelor of Nursing Pacific, Bachelor of Nursing Māori, and Bachelor of Nursing. And they've just released a mental health one, which they've given us 63 licenses. So we're using that for our postgraduate mental health as well. It's really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Phil. Let's move on to Susan, waiting patiently there somewhere in Porirua, Ascot Park. Susan, how has the virtual simulation program helped your studies during COVID-19?
I think one key thing is because we aren't able to go into our placements and as well as using the laboratory sessions, the VSIM has definitely been able to allow us to have that momentum of the critical thinking that we do acquire when we are in labs, like connecting problems and being able to make sure that the interventions that we're doing does eliminate the issue for the patient. So it's just having that critical thinking continuously so that while we're in lockdown,
And so
keep doing that.
Yeah. So areas for you in terms of the virtual simulation program and what it's covering?
So we have scenarios with the avatar and we're looking at the conditions or the issues that the patient or avatar does have. And then we are able to do the assessments. So we select different assessment options. We can then diagnose the patient as well as looking at what nursing tasks or interventions that we can do to try and improve the condition of the patient. And then at the end of that, just as Phil did mention, that there's a summary that we get at the end of the scenarios, and then we can just see where we went wrong to then try again.
And it allows you also to say, like, if you want to work in, you know, groups or work with other, you know, students on projects or different scenarios as well?
Yes, so we are able to do breakout subgroups, and then just having that discussion in amongst ourselves to be able to make sure that our intervention is suitable or is appropriate for the patient.
For other students,
good way of connecting, I think.
Yes, for yourself and other students in the program, what's the feedback that you've received from them? You know, being using this particular technology for your studies.
Yeah, I think it's definite. We definitely like the fact that should the interventions that we do select to help the patient. Like, say, if their heart rate or their oxygen levels are declining and everything that we're trying to do isn't improving, it just gives us that edge to try and keep figuring out what exactly is needed for the patient. So it's a good momentum to have.
For yourself, Susan, why did you take up nursing?
Nursing, I've actually always been interested in anatomy. Back in college, breaking the ankles or having swellings around, it's always been in the back of my mind. However, I think when Mum got sick in 2016, I was her care, her primary care, and so being that middle person between English being her limited English being a second language for her, I was the primary person in between the doctors as well as her. So being able to make sure that I understood what was being relayed to me to give her the confidence of making sure that her decisions were appropriate for her. So following that, it wasn't till her radiologist was like, oh, you know, have I ever considered healthcare? Working in healthcare setting, that kind of prompted the decision, and then 2 years later, I started, and now I'm here.
Awesome. Well, a very big thank you to you both. And before you go, either Phil or Susan, to find out more about programs available through Whitirea NZ, please.
Yeah, just go to the website Whitirea NZ, and just go to health, and you can see all the programs that we do offer. And certainly with things like Pacific Health, it is really important to us because we're based in Porirua, and a lot of our people are from Pacific heritage. So we're really keen to get people involved from that community into the healthcare system. So just go and click in and look. And as Susan says, a lot of our students come from personal experience. And we think it's really important to get that experience back into the community in terms of skill as well, and those nurses that come out there. And Susan will be qualified by the end of December, so she'll be a fully functioning registered nurse in 6 months or so. It's great.
Very good, very good. Well, a big thank you, Phil Hawes, Susan Tuingamala. Thank you both for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And all the very best, and of course, for your studies and your graduation there, Susan. congratulations. Thank you both, and have a great day. Bless you.
You're welcome.
I see.
Bye.